You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Due to New Zealand's Delta variant outbreak and the abrupt move into level 4 lockdown on Tuesday night, COVID-19 news has taken over the news cycle. However, a massive international story broke on Monday morning for us here in New Zealand, and that was that the Afghan government in Kabul had fallen and the Taliban had taken control of the nation. I have Amnesty International New Zealand Executive Director Meg Durand on the phone with me live now to speak about Amnesty's petition that is calling for the New Zealand government to ensure safe passage to people fleeing Afghanistan. Hello, Meg. How are you going?
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou. I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, getting there, getting through it. It's a bit of a funny time, but I really appreciate you giving me the time this afternoon to have a chat about this issue. So could you begin by explaining the petition and what Amnesty International New Zealand is expecting from the government?
We've had over 8,000, I think it's sitting at almost 8,500 New Zealanders who have signed on in the last 24 to 48 hours, calling on the New Zealand government to ensure that they consider a much broader group of people that they bring back from Afghanistan. So, as you've said, Kabul has fallen to the Taliban, and we now have a humanitarian crisis that will affect millions of people who have already suffered a huge amount over the last 20 years. So the petition is really asking the government to consider not only New Zealanders stuck in Afghanistan and not only people that have worked with the Defence Force, but also family categories, so people who have family links to New Zealand, and humanitarian workers or people who have done human rights work, which now means they're really at risk of their lives. We have such a short window of opportunity to potentially be able to evacuate these people, and we really don't think now is the time for the government to be being strict around paperwork.
Now, so you've mentioned there that the government has been strict. So do you think the New Zealand government's response to the takeover has been enough?
Well, what we know is that for a long time, there have been many categories of people who were connected to the New Zealand Defence Force asking to be resettled in New Zealand, and only a very slim number of them were. So the government had an opportunity prior to the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban to bring people to safety. Unfortunately, for quite a long time, the narrative for many in the international community has been that Afghanistan is safe. But actually, there have continued to be, over the last few years, and indeed at the start of this year, attacks on civilians and deaths for people that have done human rights work or worked for the Allied forces. So we're pleased to see the government really swiftly respond after Monday's news. But we do think that we have an obligation to look at the broader picture and to not only think of such a narrow category of people. I think the other thing that we're very aware of is that this situation isn't going to go away anytime soon. We have 3.5 million people who are now displaced within Afghanistan, and we know that there is going to be a great need for the international community to ensure they are able to seek safety.
Now, how does the government go about broadening that sort of narrow selection of people that are currently being talked about being evacuated from Afghanistan? Because it is unfortunate, but you can't take everybody. So what is sort of Amnesty International expecting New Zealand to do? Is it working with other nations to see where the load can be sort of spread across a group of nations? Or is it just up to New Zealand to take a larger number of people?
So there's multiple options available to us here, and I think what is always important to remember is that actually many, many things are possible if the will is there. So we have not only humanitarian pathways where we can bring people who claim asylum, who come through a refugee quota, or indeed a program that's been set up in New Zealand called the Community Sponsorship Program, which is specifically so that New Zealanders can do more to resettle refugees. But we've also seen family reunification as a category where people who have settled in New Zealand could sponsor their family members to join them. Not to mention that we've seen several governments over the last couple of weeks create new categories. I mean, these are ultimately policy levers that are set around the cabinet table. So if the will is there, the category can be created. We have also seen that the American government is saying they will take people and assess them in third countries because they're recognising that literally if they don't take people, they will die. And this isn't really a time to be thinking about, well, you don't neatly fit into this box. So I do really think that the opportunity is there for New Zealand to consider quite a broad range of people. And yes, obviously, we've got the evacuation flight that went today.
Yes, I was about to mention that. So the Air Force, an Air Force aircraft was deployed this morning by the government to assist with the evacuation effort. So this won't necessarily, and they're expecting to be there for about a month. But what impact do you think this might have? Not enough?
I mean, it's an impossible situation. I'm not going to pretend that it's not really, really difficult for the Defence Force and for other forces. So we've seen, obviously, the horrific scenes at Kabul Airport. All the reports I'm hearing from people on the ground are that it's very, very difficult to get anywhere near the airspace. People are being turned away. People with valid papers to fly are being turned away. And I understand the Australians had a plane there yesterday and only 26 people were able to be evacuated out of what should have been hundreds. So the New Zealand Defence Force, I understand the personnel has been doubled. Initially, New Zealand was sending around 40 Defence Force personnel, and that's now around 80, which I think gives you a really clear indication of how serious the threat is and how risky this process will be. So they've also acknowledged they will be working with other forces, both the Australians, I presume the Americans and the UK as well. And really we have seen people having to flee Kabul because it's so unsafe back up into some of the mountain provinces.
Mm.
So this isn't going to be straightforward and I guess the government is going to have to really carefully consider how they ensure that it isn't a wasted mission.
Yeah, and I suppose there is the added complication now with us being in level 4 lockdown and Delta variant potentially being quite a massive risk for the population here.
Yes, although we have got quarantine facilities and the ability to create more quarantine facilities, and I guess that's worth remembering is how lucky we are here in New Zealand, that whilst we are in level 4 lockdown, we so far have managed to keep our health system strong. We've managed to avoid most of the worst of COVID, and yet Afghanistan's been dealing with a humanitarian crisis and the pandemic at the same time. So I really do think, given the amount of need and actually the relatively small amount we do for those who seek asylum and who are refugees, this is really the time for us to step up.
Now, just finally, how can people learn more about Amnesty International New Zealand's petition and get involved?
So if you head to amnesty.org.nz, we're still urging people to sign on. So we have actually just delivered the first 8,000 signatures to Minister Farfoy this morning because we think it's really important that they are seeing the huge numbers already. But the more people that sign, obviously, the more the government will realise there is a need and that New Zealanders support them doing more. So if you head to amnesty.org.nz, please do sign, add your name, and then also share and let other people know. There's obviously a huge amount of information flying around as well, and so you can find some links on our website to more information about pathways for people seeking safety and more about what has been happening in Afghanistan over the last 20 years.
Well, thank you so much for that, Meg. I really, again, really appreciate you giving me your time this afternoon. Have a lovely day and stay safe out there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.